This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. To the list of industries counting on artificial intelligence for a business edge, we can now add Hollywood. Warner Brothers has announced it's using an AI-driven system to help executives decide where to put the studio's money. Tatiana Siegel is the executive film editor at The Hollywood Reporter. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me how this would work, would you?
Well, you know, maybe I should actually start with the dirty little secret, which is that every studio relies upon some AI-backed tool or another. Huh. So the Warner Brothers deal isn't that unique. It's just that this might be the first one that was publicly announced. But Netflix, for example, they are rolling up at these festivals with their laptops, and they're running their algorithms to see if a particular movie will appeal to their vast global audience, and if so, with whom and where exactly it'll appeal, and at what value.
Okay, so on the theory that algorithms are written by humans, whether it's Warner Brothers or Netflix's or whatever's, what are some of the inputs? What are the metrics?
Well, you have to think that every one of these movies, be it a Netflix movie or a Warner Brothers movie, gets released in, you know, it can be 190 territories. Mm-hmm, so how will it play there? How much value does that star have? And I think that it helps the studios make decisions, not whether or not to greenlight the movie entirely, but like how much money to put into the release in Indonesia or wherever. Right. Like, it'll inform decision making as opposed to dictate it.
Fair enough. Now, are they making better decisions?
Well, I think that will be borne out in the coming years. But, you know, sometimes you look at some of the decisions that are made and think, how could it get worse? I'll kind of give you a perfect example, just because I'm heading to Sundance next week. But every year at Sundance, there's at least one or two movies where it plays through the roof at the festival, and all of a sudden, I'll call it high altitude madness, but every studio is bidding, and there's a bidding war, and every year, those same movies that are like the highest price tags typically fail at the theatrical setting. So I would say in that case, it could probably make some real, you know, good choices.
Sure, business sense. And look, I get that there are millions of dollars on the line here, and depending on the studio and the movie, potentially hundreds of millions of dollars. But there is a part of this that is challenging, I think, because what we're talking about here is art, right? And evaluating really subjective things like how an actor or a set or a movie is going to hit somebody in their gut, you know?
Absolutely. And I think that's why there was sort of this hysterical reaction to my story. But it cannot make creative decisions, at least as AI is currently functioning. Yeah. So you still will have to have human beings who are creative and have guts make the decisions, but they will be armed with better information when they're making decisions.
Tatiana Siegel, she's the executive film editor at The Hollywood Reporter. Tatiana, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.